Here's the guy who had SMS'd you from the beginning, from the construction thing, where when you enter the apartments, you get SMS's like, help me, blah, blah, blah. And the guy who lies in the bathtub, he's the one who SMS'd you, because he has a mobile lying in the water. And it's pretty easy to miss it, but it's him who is SMSing you. And I from the beginning wanted to have victims who are trying to give you objectives, like this guy in the beginning of the apartments. He wants you to help him, but then he commits suicide. And that was the main plot for Cry of Fear in the beginning, where you are getting objectives from people who are committing suicide, and at the end you were committing suicide yourself. And we wanted to keep that, but we changed that when we got a voice actor for Sophie, and we really didn't make only suicides. We wanted to have a guy committing suicide in the subway station, but we scrapped that, and in the forest and etc. But we scrapped that suicide idea. And yeah, after every suicide, things started to happen, like in those apartments where everything gets sick and shit.